Okay. So you were saying that what you're doing needs to work with Pagos because that's the bit where it gives you the provenance of the sequence in which the information was found and uploaded. And
I mean, it's really the this is a perfect balance because the IPFS, just both of them. I mean, obviously, Pyrgos being built with IPFS, but remember that Pyrgos is by design user-centered because you got your account, and everything that you have is provenance to that account. You know, so it's unambiguous. I mirrored the same thing in IPFS, but then it is. Then you don't have once you drill down in your structure, you just see that context, and you don't see the height is connected to the big context. So that's the bit that Pyrgos provides. So if you mirror each other, then you have both. You have availability, and that's the other thing. Again, IPFS is the opposite because IPFS gives you global ability to globally share, not just on the web and not just selected things. So it really is working together very nicely. And so what I've been doing is I migrated all my Pyrgos custom apps into IPFS so they can both work both on IPFS and on Pyrgos. And because this is an exemplar of the whole point is that this is an infrastructure which wants to be emulated, you know. So it doesn't have to be these choices. It's the way it works that is important. So I think
And can it be used offline
yeah,
once
that's the,
installed?
that that both of them. Now this is good. Both IPFS, you basically assumes you can run your own node, IPFS node. You can have all your information in that node, and it is available online, offline. It really is. So.
Okay. Does it have any? Because I can see the use if you're researching something and you want to see the links between various things and so on. Would it have any use in terms of websites and linking people to products? I'm thinking f like food, that kind of thing, because that in England, farmers are getting concerned that the corporates are all taking over, and there is a farmer who's got a website and he's trying to get it so that volunteers can find the nearest thing where they can go and volunteer somewhere, and farmers and customers can be brought together.
Yeah, I mean that's the point of the whole infrastructure that people can do it for themselves. I'm creating the technology and infrastructure which enables people to do that because then they can create their own people's network and manage all the information about anything they want in their own terms, which is autonomous. That's the whole point. So,
So we could
and people say.
search like the nearest farm, or the nearest place I can get strawberries or apples or whatever, or kind of
Well, no,
where people need what. How would people go about? Would they need to have tech people to put that in, that structure?
but they can do it for themselves and do it autonomously. That's the idea that you I mean first of all you really whatever it is you want to do, first you have to create that people's network that cares about whatever that is. And
Okay. So we
so
have
it's
got a
really interesting.
people, yeah. So we've got a people's network. So then what happens? We need somebody who's an IT person within that.
Well, the this is the long hope is that you should be able to do this kind of system building without being an IT specialist. That's the whole point. That just once you get the knack of how you actually work with within this is because it's actually has everything all these sort of technological building blocks that you need for any system. So if you got a way of connecting creating trust networks and within that trust networks people can do whatever the bigger whole requires. So yes, you can and well in that I think what would be needed is some people with some technical fluency. You don't have to be a programmer would actually learn about this and try to start building these kind of things. I mean this is why Guillen was attracted to this in the first place because it does have that promise that it you can do people can do it for themselves.
So Guillen has programming skills?
Not no 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 no
No.
no 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 but I mean the I mean think about it yeah.
Is Guillen like, does he have a use in mind with his network? Is it
Yeah,
similar
I mean,
to my
this is why he's been patiently or impatiently waiting for years that because he understands the potential, that I mean he's been badgering me for a long time. Okay, so when is it ready that he can use it? And I'm getting really close now because I don't want him to use it until I get it to the point where it is it is rock solid. So this is why I've been working with both Pyrgos and IPFS because if you make Pyrgos and IPFS mirror each other as you create it, yeah, then you have very strong guarantees that you don't have any data loss. And the because especially IPFS is good at this because once you shared anything with you, with anybody else, it will be out there. So even if you lose your machine, you should be able to find this information. And of course, Pyrgos is replicated as well. But what is needed is to be able to create your own information. And by construction, it will be replicated and securely saved, not just on your device. That's the point, yeah.
Right. Okay. So what you're saying is no videos or information can, so no, nobody can decide, well, that's not what we want people focusing on. Let's get rid
Yeah,
of it.
I mean this is true of both Pyrgos and IPFS. This is unenclosable, really. And if you want, you can make it so it's unsurveillance. It's unenclosable and it's secure and private can be. Of course, with the IPFS by default it's open, and there is a lot of part we want to. The basic philosophy is that. If you have all the parts individually, even clear accessible for anybody, but if you don't have the connective tissue, the connections, if the connections are guaranteed to be private, then you should be okay. Because it's really it's the connection that matters.
So
So, I
interesting
mean,
because there's so much talk about fascia now in the body, which is the thing that connects all the different parts to one another, and it carries everything within the fluids that's needed.
yeah.
Depending on if it's fluid, it'll if it's sorry, if it's saliva, it will provide one set of components. If it's digestive juices or lymph, it'll provide another set of things to it. If it's muscle, so it can also be structural as well as kind of the stuff in the solution. So there's a lot going around about fascia and how important it is. So it's a little bit reminds me a little bit of what you're saying about the relationship between the IPFS.
I think it was Amos, famous designer, who had this saying that I think he said something like, "Eventually everything connects, people, ideas, and things,
Yes.
and the quality of the connection is the key to quality itself." So I really like that idea that it's really the way you connect. It's the same way as I believe that. I love that song, which it's ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results. Because
You
the
say
real
this
problem.
so much all the time. And hopefully it's starting to actually form, like the pieces are starting to coalesce in the way.
I mean, just think about it in very high level terms. You can see that, and I just been looking at 10 years ago, Juan Bennett's videos, which were exactly talking about this. That we do want, I mean, this is why Facebook and all social network is so strong, because that is a very natural human need. We want to connect. That's the whole point. You want to understand to be understood. Because you can be yourself only through the other, so that's okay. But just to be able to connect to each other doesn't necessarily mean that you need that kind of architecture that I share with you things via that intermediary. We have now all the technology to be able to do it peer to peer, and that and in fact that's the thing, is that we want to empower the individual, the people, to be to be their own hubs, so that they can do that. So that's why, as this is a clear example, that the difference is in the way, not what you do. Okay? You can
Okay,
communicate.
so we've got health hubs, we've got Gien's probably got a similar kind of setup with the communities that he plays within. We've got legal hubs, we've got farmers kind of food stuff going on. So at this point in time, people are using their own websites if they've got one, or they're just kind of meeting and figuring out how they want to play with one another and so on. So how do you see the transition from all of that happening out in the field? And the things that are already there, the websites, the meetings, if you could break it down into, okay,
Well,
you've got this
I
going
think.
on, how would those links be made, do you think?
Well, I think I connected with many people, like the Collaborative Technology Alliance and many other people, or the o Open Global Mind. There are lots of initiatives out there who are sort of addressing your use to have. Collective intelligence, whatever, and what I'm trying to do is from my LinkedIn connections, I will invite into this sort of pilot in the web people, and try to work and try to and recreate what Engelbart he had this sort of open hyperdocument system, and they had a community for that. So what we want to do is get it to the point that it's usable enough so that it can bootstrap its own community of interest, okay? And figure out at the third level methodology how, and if you can make that work, then we can present it as an exemplar for anybody else to emulate. So we really want to build this up and do it in such a way that the participants who are participating on this work, they should be able to learn enough how it works so they can create their own interest-based communities. So
Yes, that makes.
that's the strategy.
Okay, so you're saying that when it's at a state of re appropriate readiness, that you're going to invite people in who have got links to communities where they're
Yeah,
striving.
I mean, first of all, I'm still not there, but getting very close. I want to be able to send you an invite so you can actually play with it. You know, that's the thing. That's and I'm gonna create my own network of people's networks. So I will have family and friends and people with shared interests, and start really building that up. So.
Okay, so I envisage there'll be a period of people just playing about, just to kind of like when you're driving a car, you're just trying out the knobs and switches and
Yeah, yeah,
gears.
yeah. Trying it through actually using. I mean, I got many of the pieces ready. I just tested very extensively the pea-suit space, and this and I'm putting together this onboarding thing that I want to be able to just share you a link which will have all the information so we can actually start communicating and working together. And so that's very close. Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then there's something about, yeah, I guess that's a good place to start. It's difficult to plan anything that we think might be needed until we've actually got people in the room who are.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Well, actually, it is true and it's not true in a sort of very high level sense. I mean, this is what Pirgo's been doing. This is what RPF has been doing a decade ago. They had a clear idea what is needed. It's just very difficult to get there. You know, I mean, this is why they built the whole protocol. So that it has all these qualities about how individual can own their own information and collaboration, and what the individual adds to it is the scaling infrastructure, because that's the other thing that there is a different level of infrastructure needed for one-on-one peer-to-peer communication. You need a different one when it's a small huddle, a smaller group, and the trick is to figure out a way of getting this ball rolling so it can you can change the scale without affecting the way everything works.
Okay, so it would probably start off with people trying out the link for themselves, trying and then connecting one to one with other people who have got access.
I
And
mean,
then.
it's really like I think Google did this in 2009 called Wave, and the reason why it didn't work because it didn't have the ability for people to invite their own friends or network, and that's going to be the maker feature of this whole that once you get an invite, you should be able to pass that invite on. And there's going to be two classes of users. One, the sort of network waivers who would need to have something like a Pyrgos account, so they can actually, on behalf of all the others, provide everything that the cloud infrastructure provides. I'm toying with the idea that it may be, yeah, no, that would be a next level thing, because actually it should be, yeah, anyhow, yes. I think we need Virgos, because this is something which is real cloud, so it has all the benefits of the cloud, that it's the infrastructure is secure and whatever, but it is private and it's yours, you know, so. And you can run it yourself locally as well. So I think that's just so important.
In
So
terms of the
important.
hardware, there's nothing that, like, if you started to build a computer from scratch, there's no feature that could actually improve how this would work because it's using the existing architecture of how the internet is.
Yeah, I mean, that's something you can't really improvise. You know, it's very important but that's the whole point of the IPFS protocol, is that you have this sort of location address internet, and but based on that, it builds a new layer of protocol which does away with that, which makes it sort of content addressable. And that's a huge change. I mean, that's the whole point of the internet, it is basically a bunch of protocols, and you can create new protocols on top of it, which completely changes the way it works. Yeah.
How many people, roughly, do you think would start off with a link? The first, like, lot of people. How? What kind of scale are you gonna start with?
Well, I mean, the minimum scale is required is so that people can create their own people's network. So that should scale to a couple of hundreds.
So you would send out a couple of hundred links? Or you would,
No, no,
no,
no.
that's how
Yeah,
much the people
the
that you
point
send.
is that anything that you share on the web, whether on anywhere, LinkedIn, whether anywhere, should have a link to back to you, so they can actually engage with you. And I mean, the other thing that I've been doing is I got a complete export of all my LinkedIn contacts, okay? And I'm creating indie web identities to people that I want to engage with, and use that LinkedIn profile as the common ground, as the anchor, because obviously I will be, yeah.
Well, I've got a problem with LinkedIn because it makes you, I haven't actually updated my profile because they want all your information first before you can update it. So my profile is not even up to date.
Yeah, but with the LinkedIn, the only thing that is required, that this is a, I mean, I don't need that with you because I got Telegram, but I don't have Telegram connection with everybody. But
Okay.
LinkedIn is very good, because in LinkedIn I can connect with the people that I'm connected. I can send them a message. And
Okay.
bring them into the indie web.
Okay, but you can use LinkedIn or Telegram.
Well, I any anything that I'm able to connect with others, I can use that to upgrade that connection to be connected within the Indiverb. Send an invite to them.
Okay. So do you envisage that people can create their own profiles instead of creating it on LinkedIn, say?
Yes,
You do it,
yes,
yeah.
yes. That's the whole point. Yes.
Okay. So I'm wondering whether you could work with Day Balancer, which is a system that somebody else that I'm working with. We've got less than 4 minutes, so I'm just going to outline it and then we'll leave it at that for today because it's just, I'll just throw it in and it might make a ripple or it might not. That it's a system where people come into the system and they give lots of information about themselves and they go through lots of platforms that take information in about them from all different angles. And then they use AI in order to create like a better profile because it's taken in so many different types of information about that person. So something like that, it seems, could be very useful for where we're trying to go with your structure. And
Well,
then
I think I'm aware of this. I think it would be a really good thing that as soon as we can sort of send out an invite, we should then use the IndieWeb to collaborate on exploring the collaboration.
okay, so
That's what we should.
that wouldn't need you to look at that and try and connect the architecture with the two different.
No. I mean that's another sort of basic use case for
Okay.
what I'm trying to get to work is, and this is the most readily available and most important immediate help that it could give to people
Okay.
is to use the IndieWeb's sharing and collaboration capabilities and qualities to actually explore collaboration with others. That's the fundamental use case, if you like.
Okay, so what do you mean by a basic use case?
What
Is
I mean is that first of all, you can I already been using the IndieWeb as it is, as I use it every day. Yeah, you can do a very good web research and gather information about something, anything that you're interested in, and then annotate and then conversation share, and so you can share your knowledge. Basically, anything that I learned about anything, I should be able to say, well, this is all I know about, and then people can then we can converse and say, oh, you should have checked out this or that or the other,
okay.
and.
So what I'm hearing is rather than integrating the functions within Peergos, that platform would do its thing, and then it would come up with information about that person, like a better all-rounded profile, and then they could drag that into Peergos. And then people who are in their network and all have Peergos can search based on that information and those qualities. There's only a minute left.
Yeah, I think it's definitely at some point all this does involve people building their own profiles, and it may be helpful to bring that capability into the picture.
Yeah, I think it would be good. Yeah. Like more of a social networky thing as well as pure information.
Well, I mean that's the key. It's all social networking, except that it is private and interpersonal and trust networks. That's the whole point. There isn't a centralized thing that mediates the trust, but you are able to build it yourself.
Okay, less than a minute, so we'll leave it at that for today.
Well, thank you
Okay.
very much.
Thanks very much, Yuri. Lovely to speak to you.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.